Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Oh, it's good to be back. I'm back with Brenda, Titus, and what we've got for you is some golden nuggets from the NGH Convention 2015, and she's going to share them with you that will lift and boost your hypnosis practice to the next level. If you're not watching this video on calbanyan.com, then you want to watch it there, because in addition to all the stuff that goes on this video, we have additional text, we have additional links, and all kinds of cool stuff like that. So let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda, I tell you what, when it comes to enthusiasm, and she's kind of like this perfect blend of enthusiasm and knowledge and graciousness all in one person. She works here at our center, and she has a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She has worked professionally as a talk therapist, and then what I do, I brought her over to our side with hypnosis, and now she's a speaker at the convention. She's about to become a board certified hypnotist. How's it going, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thanks so much for having me today. I love that she's about to become a board certified hypnotist, and I'm hoping that by the time this airs, maybe we will know the results of my test. But before we even talk about the convention and all the excitement that took place there, I'd like to introduce you all to Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He has received almost every award and recognition that is bestowed by the most important hypnosis organization, the National Guild of Hypnotists. And Cal's books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy and The Secret Language of Feelings, have made him an authority on hypnosis that works. He has trained some of the best in the profession. He is one of the people that the experts in the profession actually come to for education, for guidance, for training. He's teaching and speaking, writing, seeing clients, speaking at conventions, making public appearances, and he's obviously had a very profound effect on my hypnosis practice. I learned 5-path hypnotherapy from Cal, 7th path self-hypnosis, and have gone on myself to having great client success, which I really appreciate. Everything that I've learned from Cal and all of the ways that he brings together grads from his program as well as this podcast to be able to really help all of us be the best that we can be, so that we can help our clients be the best that they can be. So how's that sound, Cal?
You know, I'm so excited about this. Thank you so much, Brenda. You know, how do I measure my success? Well, there's one particular way that is different about how I measure my success from maybe 10 years ago. And that is, how many great hypnotists am I able to help bring into the spotlight so that they can contribute to the convention and to then ultimately the profession as a whole. And of course, I do that by bringing folks like Celeste and you and Brenda and Erica, get this all confused, and to do the podcast. But then before you know it, you're speaking at the convention, and before you know it, you know, you're writing articles, or you're contributing to a book and that kind of thing. And I was thrilled at this year's convention to see Celeste Hackett and Maureen Banyan get one of the highest awards, highest honors in the profession of hypnosis, and that is the Order of Braid. Let's give them a hand.
Woo! Yay!
Awesome. And, you know, that's what I want to do. I just want to keep finding good, talented, motivated, ready to dig in, step up, individuals to help them move up in the profession. And one of the upcoming podcasts, either this one or the next one, we're going to really talk about, you know, what is the future for you in the profession? What do you want to do next? But enough of that. What you got for us, Brenda?
All right. Well, actually, before we can even talk about what, you know, our career paths and what do you want to do next, first thing so important that I am reminded every year at the convention, as well as actually every time Cal has students here in the center, is that there is always, always more to learn. In fact, I think I learn that every day with my clients. There is always something more that we can learn. We should always be learning and growing. And so that's something, you know, that I wanted to start with as such an important takeaway, golden nugget from the NGH convention. You know, actually, NGH gives an award each year to the hypnotist who has advanced the profession in terms of, you know, new techniques, new ideas. And so there's always new techniques, or heck, there's old techniques, there's or mid-range techniques. For me, really learning more about how to understand a deeper level of what I do every single day is so important. So, you know, that's why we go to NGH conventions, so that we can learn more, because there's always more to learn, more techniques, more strategies, more ways that we can engage with our communities so that we can bring more clients in. So I definitely brought back a few different topics that I had learned more about this year, and also, of course, a new list of books that I'm interested in reading. So, because I do think, as much as I know 5-PATH and I can do it so well, I know there's always more that I can learn. So what do you think about that, Cal?
I think that's awesome, because, you know, there's 5-PATH. Is an open system. It is a basic structure and an advanced structure all at the same time. But as you learn other things, people skills, NLP, whatever it is, that is, it plugs right into 5-PATH. And so as you learn these nuggets, as you're at the convention, then that doesn't disturb what you're doing. It enhances what you're doing, right?
Exactly. And I definitely learned a few things that I looked around at my friends and I said, oh my gosh, we can incorporate this right into 5-PATH. Or, you know, I was learning the relationship code and I said, oh wow, this helps me understand on a deeper level what's happening when we're doing forgiveness work. So very exciting stuff. So the next thing that I wanted to bring back as a golden nugget is, you know what? Hypnosis professionals are among the most amazing people in the world. I have to say, the neatest group of people, the neatest, friendly, you know, they call the NGH convention the friendliest convention. And I saw that in spades this year. You know, I actually am very fortunate because of being on the podcast, as well as being connected with 5-PATHers myself, and connected with Erica and quite an amazing group of people, that I felt like I was at home again in a really neat way. And I just think that's so important to remember, is that, you know, we can still learn on our own, right, at home. But going to conventions, going and connecting with other people, other hypnotists, starting with going to the annual convention and Solid Gold, but then also bringing that home and regularly connecting with fellow hypnotists, because here's the deal, they are friendly. They are supportive. And quite frankly, when you are in a bind as a hypnotist, when you have other people that you are connected to, they will support you like no other. Because remember all the tools that you have as a hypnotist, how you help people every single day. Your friends who are hypnotists, they're ready with a great technique, a great tool, a great little resource. Because, you know, Cal, as we mentioned, you know, I took the board certification exam this year and I got a little antsy that afternoon a couple hours before. And all of a sudden I realized I had this amazing circle of friends, that a fellow hypnotist who said, you know, try this, try that. And they just kind of, you know, helped propel me through and boost me through. And I think that that is just so important to remember. You know, we always say this here on the podcast, you do not have to be alone, but it requires you to engage a little bit. You know, go to the conventions, seek out other people. In between conventions, send emails, develop email communication with people, develop Skype relationships with people. I'm on a couple of different just email groups that if I'm in a bind, I need help, I need support, I got an email string, I'm ready to go. Hey, I need some help with something, what do you think? And I have big groups of people that I can do that with and that I'm connected to, and I have even smaller, more intimate groups if it's a more personal or delicate issue. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about that it works both ways. You've got people that maybe you only ever have any contact with, like on our Hypnospace or on our 5-PATH Yahoo group. And then you finally get to put that face to that person you've been communicating with. And that makes the live together being together, you know, at the convention much more powerful because you already know each other. And then, but also putting the face with the email address, so to speak, makes all of your online stuff more meaningful because you know who you're writing to. And or especially in our hypnospace, when someone comes into your group, like you've got the Hypnotist Lounge, right?
Yes.
So it's really cool to be able to, you know, we went from the Hypnotist Lounge online to the Hypnotist Lounge at the convention, right?
We sure did.
Oh, man. And it was just, it just causes a richness of collegial intermingling, of contact, of communication. Awesome. Cool.
Exactly. And there's, you know, and that goes back again, you know, Cal and I say this all the time, gold in, gold out. Some of this is what you're going to put into it, what you're going to get out of your learning, what you're going to get out of your interactions with fellow hypnotists. Some of that is what you put in as well, and that goes year round. So, so important for all of you, for your ongoing success, for your business, for your clients, for your own personal growth, is sometimes you got to put yourself out there. You know, put yourself out there, attend events, send messages to people. You know, some of the amazing relationships that I've developed with people is just, you know, because they sent me a message and I responded, and then we've developed that great two-way communication. You know, develop a relationship with another hypnotist who you can learn and grow with, or who you can learn from, you know, because in the end, like I said, this all goes back to how it can boost your success with your clients. Because like I said, you know, learning from a book is one thing, going and doing trainings is another. But when you have a caller that is going to come in just a couple of days and you kind of just need a couple of extra boosts, couple of extra pieces of wisdom, and you've got other people to turn to get that, it will definitely boost your client's success. So I definitely want you guys to all be thinking about that. So of course, if you came this year, good for you. If you came to the convention this year, you're investing in your practice, your hypnosis business, your clients, and you're investing in yourself, truly, both for yourself as well as then how you can broaden your services. So good for you. If you did come, like I said, now reconnect with the people that you met while you were at convention. Send a you know, an email follow-up, you know, great to meet you there, let's stay in touch, you know, all of those things. If you didn't come this year, set an intention, set that expectation to propel yourself further. Cal and I are actually going to be talking on the next episode about what do you want your career path to look like. So I really want everybody to think about, what do you want from your career? Do you want to teach? Do you want more clients? Do you want more collegial feeling? So be thinking about that and set that intention so that you're there next year at NGH 2016. Make your goals happen. And part of the way that you make your goals happen is by having the idea. So I hope that we've been able to inspire you guys this year. And while we've been talking about gold in and gold out, we have the Solid Gold Weekend in just about 6 months from now, actually, where we'll have a NGH does their winter event. And so, you know, again, that gold in, gold out, get engaged, learn, get engaged with other hypnotists. It will improve your ability to be an excellent hypnotist. It'll help you know how to draw clients to you. It'll help you learn how to advertise and market. All of those things are possible. So how about that, Cal?
You know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about that. You, first of all, you're right on. And I'm thinking about what kind of the gold in, gold out is not just the idea of go find something positive to do or go find something positive to read. It has to do with committing to having stuff come to you automatically. For example, if you haven't become a VIP member of this video program yet, you got to do it. If you're not on calbanion.com, go there, click on Become a VIP, and then every week we're going to send you a notification when a new video comes out. So you don't have to go look for it. It just comes to you automatically. The other thing is, if you're not an NGH member yet, or you're not NGH certified, you know, you got to get that done, because then you're going to get the hypnogram, and then you're going to get the journal of hypnotism, you know, throughout the year, and it helps that gold go in, And in every single edition of the journal of hypnotism, I've got an article in there for you, along with the other leaders in the profession. So that's part of being plugged in, so that just comes to you automatically. And so it's committing to that kind of ongoing, automatic coming in of gold information. And then also, on the theme of commitment is, hey, have you got your room reserved yet for the NGH convention? You know, when we leave the NGH convention, we've got our rooms reserved for next year. I mean, because we've got that commitment. We know that no matter what happens, we're going to be there. And so commitment is a big part of that. So become NGH certified. Of course, I highly recommend my courses either through me or through one of our trainers like Erica or Celeste Hackett, Erica Flint, Celeste Hackett, and many other trainers we have around the world. Those are all recognized by the National Guild of Hypnotists. If you can't go through one of our training programs, find an NGH certified instructor near you, get certified, get plugged in, and then you'll be on. That's the next most logical step in your career path, no matter where you are in your career path. How's that sound, Brenda?
It sounds wonderful, and I'm excited because we are going to hit that topic of career path next week. I think Cal and I have some great things to inspire and get you guys headed on your path.
Awesome. Hey, you know, while we were getting ready to do this episode, we were talking, and you were talking about how for you the year begins at the NGH convention, kind of begins and ends at the NGH convention. I said, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you have your fiscal year, you have your annual year, your career year starts and ends with the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. I really like that.
Isn't that neat? Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing for me because it aligns with my business anniversary. It aligns with my birthday, which is actually a big part of how I set my personal goals. So I just said, from now on, NGH, that's my benchmark. And I'll be actually talking about that throughout the next year too, as I really put that kind of idea into motion a little bit more.
All right, so Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, you going to wrap it up? You got anything else you want to talk about?
I think we should wrap it up. We're right at about time for today. Thank you all so much for joining us, for participating in having your gold come in. I'm proud and honored to be a part of that every year. I'm proud and honored to be a part of such a great profession. Oh my gosh, I was very inspired at NGH. And so thank you all for being here today. Thank you all for making the commitment to be there and to show up next year too. I'm Brenda Titus. I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com or brenda@ochypnotherapy.com. I'm also on Our Hypnospace. You can definitely connect with me there. Or I also have a couple of Facebook pages as well, Healing Path Hypnosis and OC Hypnotherapy. So please feel free to engage with me, especially if you have questions. That's part of how the gold comes in and goes out around here, is you guys bring us great topics or questions, or we have experiences that we think would be helpful for all of you. So have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. And one last little thing. Guys, like I said before, if you're not a member of the website calbanion.com yet, do it. Two magical things are going to happen. You'll instantly get a link to a list of all of our videos, like 450 podcasts. Oh my goodness. That it's just a list by title. You click on the title and bam, the video plays. Then another thing is that you get notified every week. And also, one last thing, I want to see in class. We got a class coming up in October. It's going to be the Hypno Oktoberfest. It's our 10-day certification course. Want to see you there. Brenda's going to do a little bit of teaching and coaching, and Maureen will be there, and I will be doing about 99% of it. And we're just going to have a great time. It's going to be most amazing hypnosis certification you can ever imagine. Whatever you're hoping it is, I will surpass that. I honestly mean that. If you don't think so, then you're just going to be surprised. All right, one last thing, and that's enough for now. I'll see you next week. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.